Good morning, everybody. So today, let's talk about breastfeeding on Shabbos. It wasn't so random. Eliana's sister just had a baby, and we were there for Shabbos. And after Shabbos, Eliana tells me that her sister had an issue over Shabbos because there was no mechanical pump, so she couldn't breast pump. So she was in pain. So they only had her electric pump. This was the issue. So let's talk about this. Are you allowed to breast pump on Shabbos in general? Are you allowed to milk on Shabbos in general? Not breastfeeding. Breastfeeding is fine. The breast pumping would be the issue. The question is, the Gemara has a machlokes whether or not this is an issur d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, potentially, depending on which rishon you use to read the Gemara. So it's unclear if this we're talking about an issur d'oraisa or issur d'rabbanan, but this clearly is some sort of issur. Issur is, the Gemara tells you, because of piluk. It's taking something apart, separating something from something else, some sort of iser of piluk. What is piluk? Which malacha is that? That's another debate. I think classically people think it's dash. It's basically grinding, because by grinding you're taking threshing. Dash is piluk would be the Hebrew word. The falek, to take apart. So dash, right, you're throwing the thing up, the bad stuff goes away, the good stuff stays. Right, I'm doing this right. Not Zoe. Which one's Dash?
Dash is cracking the shell.
Cracking the shell. Yeah, that's what I wanted. Cracking the shell, right? Because what are you doing when you're cracking the shell? You're removing the good stuff from the bad stuff. So the same thing you're doing by milking. You're taking the milk out of, as the case of the Gemara was talking about a cow, you're taking the milk out of the cow, right? You're getting the thing that you want from the, you're separating it from the animal. So, potentially an Isser of Dash, potentially an Isser, we pass it to an Isser deraisa, Isser melacha deraisa. All right. Great. So we're talking about an issur d'oraisa. Stakes are high. So what do you do on Shabbos? Are you allowed to express the milk to breast pump, right? So let's analyze the case, right? In general, when you have a malacha on Shabbos, right, in order to say that it's mutter, especially for a chola, I need a shvus to shvus. In general, for assuming that this is a chola she'en bo sakana, right, it's not going to kill the person necessarily, although we could potentially make the argument that this is a chola she'esh bo sakana, because if the milk backs up, then you could potentially get an infection, and that would potentially put you in a category of chola she'esh bo sakana. But let's make it even harder for ourselves. Let's assume it's a chola she'en bo sakana. So what's my argument? My argument's going to be, well, on the one hand, this woman is in pain. It hurts to not be able to express the milk. And I have potentially, I have an issur d'oraisa by pumping. So how am I going to make this an issur d'rabbanan? How am I going to lower my stakes? I put something in the milk so that when I, in the bottle that the milk is going to get expressed into, so that I'm not actually collecting this milk. I'm wasting the milk. The only thing that I'm doing here is expressing milk. I'm not actually collecting milk. I am minimizing pain. I am not basically milking for the sake of collecting the milk. So I've changed the stakes of what we're talking about here. I've made it into an issur d'rabbanan, and so now we should be allowed to do this on Shabbos. Great. Now the question is going to fundamentally change, right, nowadays, because there are two types of pump, right? There's the mechanical one, and there's the electric one. So which one should you use on Shabbos? So I think most people think that the mechanical one is the one you're supposed to use on Shabbos, right? Because it's not using electricity. The electricity is usher on Shabbos, right? I contend that that is wrong, and I think it's obvious that you have to use the electric one. Why? Because the manual one, every single time I push, I'm doing another malacha, right? Every single time I go like this and get some more milk out, that is a malacha, right? So every single time I do it, I have to have a justification of why am I allowed to push this thing. I'm doing a malacha on Shabbos. With the electric one, worst case scenario, all I'm doing is flipping the switch once. Flip the switch once, the machine does the rest. I'm not doing the rest of the malacha. I've done one malacha instead of, I don't know how many pumps it takes, instead of how many pumps it takes to take out the milk. I officially changed the stakes, right? Now it's only one issur. So you're going to use electric one on Shabbos. In that case, if I am, what's the best way to prepare yourself for that situation? So I would argue that the best way is A, make sure that the device is plugged in before Shabbos. Right? Have the device plugged in before Shabbos, and then this way you don't have an issue of potentially being bona kelim, being building, like building a kli by attaching it into a socket in the house. It's a Chazanish argument about that's considered maybe actually building something on Shabbos, so don't do that. Have it plugged in from before Shabbos already. And then, better yet, have it attached to a Shabbos clock, like one of those mechanical Shabbos clocks. Best case scenario is you'll be able to time in advance when you need the clock to turn on, and then this way you don't have to do anything at all. It will just automatically turn on its own. You just put it where it needs to be. I've done absolutely no malacha at all. Worst case scenario, even if I can't assume in advance when I'm going to need to turn it on, I just move the clock a little bit towards the direction I need it to go so that the little marker thing hits the timer at the right time. At worst, I've now done a grumma of a possible melacha. Instead of actually turning it on, I've done something that caused it to then turn on, so it's a little bit better. So you have your Shabbos clock, it gives you your best case scenario for turning on this pump on Shabbos. That was going to be all I really wanted to say today. Except, when I was Googling it this morning and to see what other people have said about this topic, I found something interesting. And that is, apparently, I did not know this, but the Chazanish, apparently, the farmers in Israel had this issue with their cows, because they have to milk their cows on Shabbos. And so in addition to it being painful for the cow to milk it, they're also going to be wasting all that milk that they're going to collect on Shabbos. So the Chazanish, and Somit apparently built this device for him, had this innovative solution, which is, remember I told you that when you milk on Shabbos, when you're expressing the milk on Shabbos, you put it into a kli where there's soap or something like that inside, so it ruins the milk. So when I'm not collecting milk, all I'm doing is expressing milk. I've fundamentally changed the nature of this melacha. But the Chazanish takes it a step further. He says if you're using the electric pump, all you need to do is the first drop of milk, the first stream, that needs to go into something that's going to ruin the milk. Anything subsequent to that, when it just keeps going, that you can collect that milk. I'm not aware of anyone that says that, but
like a first flush device.
Yeah, basically. So I've never heard of this though.
You need subsequent pumps,
but as long as the milk has already started to get expressed, like that's the real malacha. So once the first milk gets expressed into the something that's going to ruin it, any subsequent pumping can now be in a regular kli that you can actually collect the milk. Which is fascinating. I've never seen anyone make this jump, and I'm not sure yet. I have to look into this a little bit more. But in theory, you should be able to make the same argument with the woman expressing milk on Shabbos. Right? It's very annoying for them also to have to waste all that breast milk. Right? So very simple solution. The first bottle, put soap in it, ruin that first couple of pumps on the electric pump, switch the bottle, and now it just already started going. You just keep going, and you're now able to collect milk on Shabbos. I'm not sure if that is in fact correct or not. I haven't heard anyone else make that argument. I am positive about the fact that an electric pump is better than a manual pump, even though everyone's uncomfortable whenever you tell them that. But it's 100% bli shum safek. Electric pump is much better. Definitely use an electric pump over manual. I'm not sure about the second one, but the second one would be a great innovation to this as well, is if I can actually allow the woman to also save the milk afterwards. I think I'll become a very loved rabbi. Have a great day. Are we doing mincha today?
If we'll post a poll, it would be at 4:10. We'll do it again.